Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool morning across Israel, with a gentle breeze sweeping through Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is experiencing a clear start to the day, with mild temperatures making it pleasant to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the first round of U.S.-Iran talks has ended with a 60-day roadmap toward a final deal, as mediators note progress on key issues. Also, Walla reveals that after 18 hours of talks, there has been encouraging progress in the U.S.-Iran negotiations, according to a joint statement from Qatar and Pakistan. Also this hour, JNS highlights that under Netanyahu's leadership, Arab Israelis are thriving with successes in various sectors, despite narratives that suggest otherwise. Separately, I-24 News reports the IDF has uncovered a significant Hezbollah tunnel complex beneath a southern Lebanese village. And finally, JTA shares that Trump has stated Iran can have some ballistic missiles and billions of dollars, provided they give up nuclear ambitions, defending his controversial deal. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 reported just now that Iran and the United States have agreed on a roadmap aimed at reaching a final deal within 60 days, according to mediators Qatar and Pakistan. Barak Ravid shared earlier today that Qatar and Pakistan announced encouraging progress at the Lake Lucerne summit, with a high-level committee to oversee U.S.-Iran negotiations. Eitan Fishberger questioned whether America might end up saving Hezbollah, an Iranian proxy group, even as it holds responsibility for numerous American lives. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the U.S.-Iran negotiations. Ynet reports that after intensive discussions, both countries reached an agreement to outline a 60-day target for a final deal. Technical teams will continue to work in Switzerland, focusing on nuclear issues and regional security concerns. This development could ease tensions in the Gulf region, impacting global diplomatic relations. Turning to domestic achievements. According to JNS, Arab Israelis are making significant strides in business, education, and government sectors. These successes challenge common narratives and highlight the diverse progress within Israel under Netanyahu's administration. This progress fosters greater integration and economic growth. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports that the IDF's discovery of a Hezbollah tunnel complex represents a significant security breach. The tunnel's existence underscores ongoing tensions along the border with Lebanon and highlights the persistent threat posed by Hezbollah. This find may prompt further military and diplomatic actions to secure the northern border. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that a year after Iran's missile attacks, Israel continues to bear the cost, with urban landscapes reshaped from luxury towers to rebuilding efforts. Separately, Ynet Business highlights Israeli combat technology showcased at the Paris Arms Show, with Ondas demonstrating its advanced autonomous defense systems. And finally, Walla Business notes a decline in the number of Israelis emigrating, with fewer requesting to stop their residency in 2025 compared to the previous year. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.